Good morning, everyone. Good morning. My name is Bo Key Miller. I will be your facilitator this morning for Jumpstart. It is so great to have you guys come in this morning. I'm so excited about the word that God is going to give us this morning. So just buckle your seatbelts this morning, and let's go ahead and get into God's word. We're going to be coming out of 1 Peter chapter 5. Verses 6 through 8. We're going to be coming out of 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. And this morning, for those of you that are coming on, we just want to welcome you on behalf of our pastors, Roy and Crystal Barrett. I thank you for joining us this morning. So let's go ahead and get into prayer as you're finding that scripture in your Bibles or on your electronic device. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. Father God, thank you this morning. Thank you, O Lord, for this opportunity that you've given us to see another day, to hear from you, O God, and to get encouragement from you. So this morning, O Lord, speak with power, O Father God. Speak with conviction, O Father God. Speak through me, O Lord, your love, your joy, O Father God, for us and for your people. We thank you and bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So this morning, everyone, and thank you guys for coming in. I see some more people are coming in. We're coming out of 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. So let me go ahead and read. It's a very, very familiar scripture. It says this: humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, or some versions say cast all your cares. But we're sticking with this one. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. This morning, if I had a title for this, which I do, it would be Casting Off Anxiety. Just simply casting off anxiety. As one that literally has anxiety, and everybody deals with anxiety at some point in some time of life, but it is something that I have been diagnosed with before, anxiety. So I'm coming from a special place when I speak about anxiety. And one of the things that I have discovered and why I have to stick so close to God is the fact of how anxiety can come into our lives and our thoughts can get away from us, and all of the cares of the world will come in and surround us and overwhelm us. So what do we do to combat that? And I want to give you some things this morning that you'll be able to take with you during the day. And I think it will help you also in your areas of employment, whether you are a leader over people or whether you are someone that is being led. So the first thing is the context of this scripture is about us humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God. But before this scripture, the five verses that are before this scripture, it is, it's not ironic, but it is a very special scripture that deals with the fact of those that are in leadership, how they are to go about leading others, how they're supposed to be humble and making sure that they don't rule with a heavy hand, that they don't rule over people, but that they humble themselves and make sure that they're treating people the right way, and especially God's people. And in that same breath, when you get to verse 5, it speaks about those that are younger and then those that are under leadership, that they should make sure that they stay humble and that they submit to those that are in leadership. And I'm here to tell you today, many times the reason why we get into a position of anxiety is because of the way sometimes that we're leading, and then also sometimes of the way that we are being humble and being receptive to leadership. Now, I know we're going to go into some areas that say, hey, sometimes we have leaders that are not saved and those that just lead in a in a bad manner and in a way that makes it very, very difficult to work for them. I got you in that this morning. I'm going to discuss that this morning and how you need to go about that. But here's what I want to say to you. The first step of everything that we need to do is making sure that we're humble. Now, it's one thing to say that I am submitting myself and being humble unto God. It is another thing to say for me to humble myself and be submissive or in humility to those that are around me, whether that there are those that are in leadership, and then whether there are those that are in subordination to us. And even in our marriages and even in our friendships, do I show a level of humility? Do I humble myself first to God, but do I also spend the time to make sure that I am not being an arrogant person, a person that's full of pride and full of disdain of the one that is over me, and then also for the ones that are under me, and then the ones that are also that are my peers. And this is what God is saying in this scripture. When you humble yourselves under God's mighty hand, in the due season and in the due time, he will lift you up. And as we're going through this time, and you hear it all the time, every time we speak about anything, we always bring things back to COVID. But during this time, COVID has revealed some things about life and about how the world is reacting. As you can see now, there are many people that are not going back to their jobs that they used to do. And some of the reasons why they're not going back is because of leadership and how people treated them before. As you see now, even places as far as retail places and then also restaurants, they're having to pay employees wages that usually people would get working in the office. People now are at the point of saying, you will not treat me as a secondhand citizen. But also we have to look at the fact now that there are also those that say, I just don't want to work for certain people anymore. I don't want to humble myself anymore. I don't think I should be led by anybody. I don't think that I have anything. I don't think that they have anything to offer me. And in that, God is saying that we need to humble ourselves and be submitted to those that are in authority. And then those that are in authority have to also treat those that are working for them, that are subordinate to them, with care and with humility and with humanity at the same time. So what am I getting at today? What I'm getting at is that a lot of the anxiety that is today, some of it, and a lot of it is caused by our stance of how we humble ourselves to God and how we humble ourselves and how we treat other people. And that is why we have to get to the point of saying we must cast all of our anxiety on the Lord because he cares for us. He cares about our life. He cares about how we go through life. He cares when we're in leadership. He cares when we are subordinate to people. And in that, a lot of times, there are cares and anxieties that come up in our leadership and even in our subordination when we are serving other people. And if we want to truly get to the point of living a life that is free from anxiety, free from cares, what we have to do is put things in God's hands. Now, this word cast is a very, very huge word. It is a word that's it's only four letters, but it is huge. It is not saying put anxiety to the side. It doesn't say, hey, push anxiety down. It says cast it. Anyone that has gone fishing before knows what it means to cast a line out into the water or cast your lure out into the water. You take it and typically, if you're in a big lake or in the ocean, something, you try to cast it out as far as you can away from you where you can't even see it anymore. It goes underwater. That's what God is saying that we're supposed to do with anxiety. But it is not something that can come back to us because a lot of times what happens is sometimes we do cast out anxiety, but what we do is we reel it back in just like we reel in a lure when we're fishing. But what God is saying is you cast it to him, and what he does is he takes it. It's no hook, it's no line, it's no sinker attached to it where you can pull it back to yourself. What the casting is that it is a permanent cast. It's you ball it up, you rear back with your head as far as you can, and you throw it as far as possible and say, God, catch. And he catches that thing. And what he does with it, he puts it out of your sight. And what he does is that he loves you to the position of you being anxiety free. And what do I mean by that? This is what he does. God protects you because it says you're under his mighty hand. You cannot be in a position of pride and of arrogance and still be under God's protection and mighty hand. Because what you won't do, you won't stay there. And like anything else, if you're under protection of a shelter, or you're under the protection of someone, you must stay close to them to benefit from the protection. And when you're under God's mighty hand, it takes an act of humility, because things can be coming around you from all sides. But what happens is, if you stay under God's mighty hand, he protects you from the storm. He protects you from the things that are coming your way. But the thing is, it doesn't stop those things from coming. What happens is that the Lord himself protects you from the things that are coming your way. So let me give you a few scriptures that will help you in this area of having cares and things that are bubbling up and having anxiety in your life. Psalm 94, verse 19 says this. It says, and I want to read this and I want you to get this, the New Living Translation says this. It says, when my worry is great within me, your comfort brings joy to my soul. Now, that's a very, very simple phrase. Some of the translations say, when anxiety is great within me, your consolation brings me joy, or brought me joy. I want to read the Message version of this Bible scripture, and I want you to close your eyes and get this sunk into your head. This is the Message Bible. This is what it says. Who stood up for me against the wicked? Who took my side against evil workers? If God hadn't been there for me, I never would have made it. The minute I said I'm slipping, I'm falling, your love, God, took hold and held me fast. When I was upset and beside myself, you called me down and cheered me up. Amen, amen, somebody. So here's the deal. When we stay under God's hand, when we submit to God, when we cast off our anxiety, when we're having thoughts of like, I'm not going to do it anymore, I'm not going to go to work, I don't care for this person, I'm just going to let loose on them. What we need to do is understand that when my anxiety is great, when it seems like everything is coming in around me, when I have wicked people that are around me, and that's anybody that's not saved, and sometimes we that are saved can act in a wicked manner too. But when we get to the point of understanding that I don't have to fight against this myself, I can humble myself unto God and cast all my cares and anxiety on him, and he will lift me up. He will cheer me up, because he will do all of these things when I'm slipping and I'm falling. I can go to him and get all of the strength, all of the love, all of the trust and the faith needed to carry out my day and to go on for another day in him. It takes a daily decision to do that. And so today, I say to you, cast off anxiety. Cast anxiety to God. Don't connect a line to it where you can reel it back in, but cast it away so that he can take it and do away with it, and you can live a life that is better, a life that is more enthused, a life that is more fulfilled, and anyway, living your best life by taking the lid off. Amen, somebody. Hey, that's all I have for you today. I thank you guys for joining us today. My name is Bo Key Miller. On behalf of our pastors, Roy and Crystal Baird, we really thank you. And also, check out our website for all of the upcoming events. We still have Bible study coming up, two more sessions of that. Also, be on the lookout for life groups. They are coming up. There's going to be a lot of information that is being sent out about that very, very soon. So be aware of that. And also, we look forward to seeing everyone this month, too, in our in-person service. So take a look at our website on the at a glance page and govern yourselves accordingly. That's all I have for you today. So, Father God, thank you so much for your word. Thank you, O Lord, for all that you're doing and encouraging us today. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys be blessed, and let God's favor rest upon you. Have a great day. Take care.